Well, a lot of big developments in the war in Ukraine that we want to get to, including big admissions from NATO that Ukraine will become a member of NATO after all. The United States admitting it can't track any of the weapons heading into Ukraine. And President Trump saying that we're all headed for World War III. This may be one of the most dangerous periods in American history. For more context and nuance, let's bring in Colonel Douglas McGregor. Colonel, great to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
So let's start with the comments from NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg admitting that Ukraine will become a NATO member. Said it pretty emphatically. Listen.
After the war, like, what's the eternal road?
The world NATO allies have agreed that Ukraine will become a member of our alliance, but at the same time, that is a long-term perspective. What is the issue now is to ensure that Ukraine prevail as a sovereign independent nation, and that therefore we need to support Ukraine.
I see that the future of Ukraine is to be part of European Union and also member of NATO.
So, Colonel, what are your thoughts on that? NATO... No, it's getting a new member in Ukraine.
I don't think this is an admission as much as a stated goal. But having said that, I think the real purpose of this is to prevent any negotiations from being held. If you take the position that there is no alternative to NATO membership for Ukraine, you're effectively telling the Russians that their preference for a non-aligned neutral state in Ukraine is no longer up for discussion. That means Russians have to fight this war to the finish. There will be no negotiated settlement. And that's what Washington and London want. I don't think everyone else in Europe shares that view, but that's clearly the attitude in Washington and London.
So just wiping Ukraine off the map is the alternative? That's what Washington and London want?
Well, I don't think they want that necessarily. I know that the Russians don't want that, but you just leave the Russians no choice. If you tell them that at the end of this war, whatever that means and whenever that occurs, that Ukraine will be a member of NATO, that turns everything back to an existential threat to Russia. The Russians know that if they relent in any way, if they admit, for instance, that half of Ukraine can become part of Russia, in other words, the western half or something, then they've got the problem they had back in January and February, which is this huge anti-Russian force, highly trained, well-equipped army ready to attack them. So why would they do that? So this is designed to kill any hope for a negotiated settlement. That's all.
Fascinating. Then, of course, we have President of Ukraine Zelensky saying yesterday that American sons and daughters will have to shed blood in Ukraine, that's what we have to do in order to secure the victory.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war. And they will have to fight because it's NATO that we're talking about. And they will be dying, God forbid, because it's a horrible thing.
What did you make of that?
Well, there are two things. First of all, he's admitting the truth. Ukraine cannot win this war. And the losses they've taken fighting the Russians in southern Ukraine have been horrific. The Russians have invited the Ukrainians, now certainly since September, to attack them in southern Ukraine relentlessly. And that's exactly what the Ukrainians have done. And they have taken horrendous losses. In December, January, first part of February, they were losing 1,000 men a day. Before that, it was roughly a battalion a day of 500, 600, 700. I think they're back to about a battalion a day now. It's dropped simply because they've run out of troops. And they've decided that they're going to hold Bakhmut to the last man. There are about 2,000 to 3,000 of them in Bakhmut. They're trying to put more reinforcements in there. But Bakhmut has been a bloodbath for Ukraine. And for every Ukrainian or for every Russian soldier who is killed and wounded, there have been 7 or 8 Ukrainians killed or wounded. This is a losing proposition for them. So in that sense, he's being honest. The only way he can win is with NATO help and specifically with us to come in, because obviously, with the exception of potentially the Poles, nobody else is going to join that. Now, the second part is this. Biden knows and his advisors know that if he tries to commit the United States to war in eastern Ukraine against Russia, he's finished. His administration is finished. It's over. That is not going to happen. That's an impossibility.
So then does Biden want another Afghanistan. I mean, on his resume, we have the Inspector General for the Afghan War, John Sopko, just coming out and saying that the American-made weapons falling into the wrong hands. We can't track any of these weapons. They're falling into all sorts. And now we have the admission that the Russians have captured American weapons. That's another big piece of the story we wanted to ask you about today. So the Inspector General for the Afghan War saying we're literally on the precipice of seeing another disaster like we saw in Afghanistan. I guess that's going to be on Biden's resume.
Well, I think that's probably inevitable because the Russians will win this. They will do whatever it takes. We will not. We have no vital strategic interest in Ukraine, and certainly not in eastern Ukraine, never really did. And no one in Europe wants to march east to Moscow to end the war. Remember that Zelensky and his defense minister made a comment the other day that this war will end with Ukrainian tanks in Red Square. Well, that's absurd. It's never going to happen. So I think we just have to understand that this is a desperate situation. The Ukrainian government is very weak. It's held in power by these neo-Nazi radicals that threaten to murder anyone who threatens them. They're killing soldiers that leave the front, that try to escape. They're filling the ranks with old men, women, young boys. This is insanity. That's where we are. How long can this last? Well, that's up to the Russians, because the only way the Russians can put an end to this is to sweep north out of the south, to come down out of the north from Belarusia, surround Kiev, and make it clear that they're through. That's what the Russians ultimately have to do. If they don't do that, this thing will just drag on. We'll continue to send things, and they'll continue to kill Ukrainians until there are almost none left. And remember that all the Ukrainian refugees that you talk to in Western Europe, there are perhaps 8 or 9 million of them. There are another 2 million inside Russia. They all say the same thing. We'll never go back. So they're not coming back. So the population has dropped from about 37.4 down to somewhere between 18 and 22 million. Ukraine is dead as a nation state, in my judgment. It's already dead. 40% of its cities, infrastructure is destroyed. All of its industrial base, everything that is of any real value in Ukraine, the Russians are sitting on. And that's traditionally being Russian, and the people who live there are Russian. That's the whole point. So I don't know where Ukraine goes from here other than what you just heard. And remember, every small state knows that if it wants to win, it can only win if it can drag in somebody bigger to win it for them. Serbia was successful in enticing Russia to join it in its fight against Austria-Hungary. That of course, precipitates World War I. We entered the war in 1917 and showed up in great strength in 1918 because the British and the French were losing the First World War to Germany. Had we not entered, we'd have ended up with a very different picture strategically in Europe. We were dragged in as a means of rescuing British and French imperialism. So, these things have happened before. I don't see any evidence that the American people will go along with this. And here's the other part. Our armed forces are in terrible shape.
Right.
Who are you going to send? I think out of the entire army, somebody told me that we might be able to get 50,000 combat troops out there. That means the people that close with and destroy the enemy. The army is in shambles. I'm sure Milley has given this bad news to Biden and his friends. So I don't see anything like that happening. I think Zelensky is just... it's just hot air. He's saying whatever he has to try and stay in power. He wants us to do whatever is possible to keep him there. We want to keep him there. But the utility of maintaining him indefinitely is going to wear thin here over the next few months.
Well, it seems like it's happening at a heightened or quickened pace at this point. But it seems like the United States is continuing to ramp up the amount of weapons. It's unbelievable. We have two stories in the same day where... Lockheed Martin is ramping up production of HIMARS, sending those in to appease the need in Ukraine. While at the same time, we have this admission that the U.S. simply really has no idea where these weapons are even going. So it seems like, Colonel, that we're going to continue to send in these long-range weapons, and that's what Ukraine's asking for.
Well, remember, Clayton, we need to keep in mind that the money that supports all of this doesn't really leave Washington. It's just recycled through the military-industrial congressional complex machine.
Right.
So the Pentagon sends the things over and then takes the money that they get from Congress and they pour that into industry, the arms industry, telling them you have to replace what we're sending. And in addition to that, you need to produce more. And we're having trouble with that, by the way. We have no surge capacity. And people are talking about China right now. And what people don't understand in the United States, we did send our manufacturing base to China. That's true. We didn't do it voluntarily, necessarily. It was done by the elites. They decided that was the way to make a buck. But the result is that China has an industrial base devoted to military production that is potentially twice the size of the industrial base we had during World War II. Now, we just snubbed China's proposal for peace. We wouldn't even consider it. And if you're sitting in Beijing and you had any reservations about assisting Russia, those are over. So you're going to send Russia whatever Russia needs because your assumption is, you know, we in Beijing are next on the menu. If Russia fails, they'll go to war with us. We don't seem to understand our impact on the rest of the world. And what we've done to ourselves is create an insoluble problem. So as far as weapons go, yes, we're going to continue to dump them in there because people back here are enriching themselves. There are people in Ukraine enriching themselves. We know the Ukrainians resell things all the time. We see them in Kosovo. We see them down in Iraq. We see them all over the place. That's not news. Although I was told this morning that the, I guess it's the General Accounting Office, I'm not sure, the IG, several people in Washington said that we've now gotten control of everything, so we have perfect visibility on all the weapons and where it goes. You know, that goes along with sightings of unicorns and elves and Santa Claus and the good fairy.
Right.
But that's where we are. So no, it's not going to change. It's going to continue. And that's why the Russians have got to reach the conclusion that they're the only ones that can end this war. And they've got to do that.
So what's left of Ukraine? I mean, you believe Ukraine is dead. It's done.
I think it is. It's a great tragedy. I don't see how this Ukrainian nation state survives. It was always an artificial construct. You always had too many non-Ukrainians in it, which meant that you had to make a decision. Do we say, all right, you're a citizen of Ukraine, but you can be a Russian. You're a citizen of Ukraine, but you can be a Tartar. You're a citizen of Ukraine, but you can be whatever. As long as you swear allegiance to Ukraine and do business here, we'll work with you. You can have your own language, your own schools, and so forth. That opportunity was lost. That was part of the Minsk Accords. That's what the Russians were asking for. That's gone. So the area that the Russians are sitting on will never be turned back to the Ukrainians. The Russians will never leave that. That's part of Russia. More of Ukraine is going to be swallowed by Russia before this is through. I dare say most of the Ukraine east of the Dnieper River. But the Russians also know that Odessa and Kharkov are two Russian-speaking cities. They were never Ukrainian. They were always Russian. I'm sure they're going to insist on those. The real question is, what do you do with the rest of Ukraine, the western part of Ukraine, which really is Ukrainian, not partially Ukrainian, not Russified or anything else, really is Ukrainian? I don't know. I mean, the Poles all already seem to aspire to acquire it as part of the restoration of the great Polish-Lithuanian Empire. I don't know. I mean, there are all sorts of crazy ideas and views in play right now. None of this has anything to do with us, Clayton.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
And that's why American soldiers are not going there to fight.
Despite what Zelensky's calling for. Unbelievable. Well, Colonel, thank you so much for this. As always, thank you for your analysis and the nuance. We really appreciate it. And we'll continue to... I guess we'll continue to see how amazing Washington is being able to track all of these weapons that they have a pinpoint accuracy through Ukraine and the rest of the world. It's going to be fascinating. Thank you so much, Colonel. We really appreciate it as always.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.